Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guest.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. And for those of you who don't know, Palm Springs is famous for sunshine, dates, and earthquakes. You know, the beautiful Mirador Hotel has been closed for a long time.
But the earthquake opened it up, you know.
And now before the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce opens up on me, I'm going to open up with a little song called Smiles. There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to me. There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. Boo-hoo. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave.
Something about the earthquake. Don't you think the people of Palm Springs have forgotten it by now?
Well, I know one thing, Ken. On account of the earthquake, the bartenders here have gotten lazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now when they make a cocktail, they don't shake it. They just set it on the bar and wait.
Well, did the shake do much damage to your Palm Springs house?
Well, it shook some relatives out of the guest room I didn't even know I had, you know. But you know, Ken, I'm only kidding about the earthquake. If there was one, honestly, I didn't notice it.
You wouldn't. You're shaking all the time anyway.
Oscar, that's not time. But listen, I called you at the Lone Palm where you had reservations, but you weren't there.
I'm living with an old mining prospector. Tomorrow he's going to let me help him dig for gold.
Now, wait, Oscar, that's silly. Where are you going to dig for gold in Palm Springs?
In the mattress in Jolson's bedroom.
Oscar, why do you always talk about my money? You got plenty of your own. Besides, you didn't take my advice. I told you before you left for Palm Springs, you should draw out your life savings. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you that?
I did, but I've been here for 2 days and it's gone.
Prices are high, but they're not that bad, Oscar.
Yes, I know inflation hasn't reached Palm Springs yet. It'll have to double itself before they'll even let it in town.
As usual, Oscar, you don't sound too happy about being in Palm Springs.
Well, frankly, Al, I don't quite understand why we have to be doing a show from here. Why did you make us all come down?
Because it's so lonesome at NBC nowadays.
See celebrities all over the place. Last night I was having dinner out of Roger Stables and I saw Artie Shaw there with a bunch of ladies.
Those were no ladies. Those were his wives. Oscar, wait a minute. I didn't enter a number yet. Ladies and gentlemen, last season Mr. Levant introduced and made famous a number which since has been kidded and kicked around. But I think it is high time we heard it the way it should be played.
Thank you, Al.
However, if during this rendition you think you feel a slight tremor, don't be concerned. It's not an earthquake. It's Levant playing the Saber Dance.
Folks, I'd like to sing you an old song that many young fellas are singing to their girls right now. I'm sure a lot of you will remember it. I can be happy. I can be sad. I can be good. I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd. I can be humble. I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it. Go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, of what I do. I know that I can be bigger. I can be king. I can be almost any old thing. It all depends. I can be king. I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
It all
Oscar, may I tell you played the saber dance beautifully?
It would have sounded even better if we were in Hollywood.
Oscar, you're in a bad mood. You must have gotten up on the wrong side of your psychiatrist's couch.
I'm glad you said couch. I'm not in a bad mood, Al. I'm sorry I said that. It's, really on a level. It's just this western atmosphere of Palm Springs that bothers me. You don't belong unless you can roll a cigarette with one hand.
Well, Oscar, surely you can roll a cigarette with one hand, can't you?
Oh, I did, but I smoked it for 5 minutes before I found that my finger was inside of it.
Look, Oscar, you'd like Palm Springs if you knew something about the history of it. This place was once nothing but sand and cactus. Look around. Look around, boy. Where's that sand now, huh?
In my bed at the Biltmore.
Now, look, Oscar, don't belittle Palm Springs. This is all valuable property. I just read in the paper the other day that the Mission Indian tribe here received $1 million from the government for some of this land.
You should have got some of that million.
How come?
You were here before the Indians.
Oscar, I was not here before the Indians. You're always trying to make me out so old. Now, just to settle it, you come over to my house and I'll show you a picture of me taken in 1910. I'm lying on a bear rug with no clothes on.
I've seen that picture, and you look pretty ridiculous with that cigar in your mouth.
Well, for your information, in those days, I lived on Paplum and Clear Havana. And if that doesn't convince you, Oscar, you just look at the records, and you'll find that in 1916, I was a very young man singing at the Winter Garden in a show called Bumbo. And one of my hit songs was, Who Cares?
That's what I said.
I'm glad you're not interested, because Lou Brin and his 30-piece orchestra all assembled on this magnificent 10-foot stage. Well, they're going to accompany me, you know.
The Mission Indians must have built this place.
Why?
There's only room for a tom-tom.
Who cares? A tom-tom, he says. Man is crazy. Who cares if my heart is aching at times when it's breaking? Who cares? Ah, gee, for me. How often I get feeling sentimental, but no one gives a continental. Who cares how many tears I've shed at nighttime when I've said my prayer. I guess I'll phone the old maid home. Gee whiz, how tough it is when there's nobody. Who cares? Who cares?
Well, that was very nice, but I still think it would have sounded better in Hollywood.
Oscar, why don't you stop worrying about Hollywood? You're here. Enjoy yourself. We have swimming pools here. There's sunshine. There's beautiful girls to look at. Look who's standing right behind you.
Why, it's Dennis Day.
Oscar, that's Doris Day.
Oscar, how could you mistake me for Dennis Day?
Have you ever seen Dennis in a two-way stretch?
Oscar, don't be ridiculous. There's no mistaking Doris Day. Look at the blonde hair and that beautiful tan. You got that here in Palm Springs, didn't you, Doris?
Well, I got the tan here in the Springs and the blonde hair from Rethel.
Doris, I'd like to ask you something, and I don't mean to be personal. Now, tell me, honey, but did Bob Hope ever make any, you know, romantic advances?
Well, I'll tell you, Al, he did kiss me once, but I'm never going to let him do it again.
Why not?
He left a nose dent in my forehead.
Well, honey, if you kissed me, that wouldn't happen.
No, you'd leave a wrinkle in my forehead.
Well, I'm not going to make no headway with this girl. I wonder what Sophie Tucker's doing tonight. Doris, how about singing that song that your record made so popular?
Well, that can only be It's Magic.
It's magic the way you sing it, honey. It's just magic the way you sing it.
You saw the song begins. You speak and I hear violin. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I'm in your. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are really true?
I remember the first time you sang It's Magic. It was in the picture, Romance on the High Seas.
Yes, Oscar, it was my first big break.
I was in that picture, too.
Yes, Doris, that was your first bad break.
Oh, no, Al, Oscar was very good in the picture. He was my boyfriend, weren't you? But we didn't get married.
Yeah, that was your first good break.
I'd have married her, but she wanted to come to Palm Springs on our honeymoon.
Doris, you'll have to forgive Oscar's sarcasm. You see, he's a little unhappy about being in Palm Springs. His piano can't stand the sunshine. And keeps him busy putting suntan oil on the white keys.
Oh, I don't believe you're unhappy, Oscar. I know you too well. It's strictly a life with you. Or you love it here.
You're right, Doris. I do love it here. In fact, right now I'm going to walk out that door into the bright sunshine of Palm Springs. Smell the clean, healthy air. Look at the clear blue sky. And grab the fastest bus to smelly, old Los Angeles.
Gee, Doris, this couldn't have worked out better. I wanted to get you in a corner and talk to you all alone.
This is the same model as Bob Hope with fewer cylinders.
Oh. Don't get the wrong impression, Doris. I just want to ask if you go dancing with me tonight.
With you?
Yeah, with me.
Oh, yes, I did read in the paper that the square dance was coming back.
Square dance? That's for old fogies. I'll do the Charleston.
To rumba.
Okay, I'll run over to Arthur Murray's and take a lesson.
Oh, I don't think there's an Arthur Murray's in Palm Springs. But if you're serious, Al, I'll teach you how to rumba. It's very simple.
Good. How do we start?
Well, first you put your right arm around me like this.
And then?
That's it. Uh-huh. And then you put your left arm here.
Where?
right here.
Okay, I think that's better.
And then you put your cheek against mine.
Your cheek, my cheek against yours. Her cheek against my cheek, the cheek.
And then you hold me real close.
Oh.
Get the idea?
Huh?
Get the idea?
Yeah, but I don't think the same idea you got.
Maybe you're in better shape for square dancing.
Well, you can tell this girl got a basic thing from Bob Hope. I know what we'll do, Doris. Let's sing, huh?
Oh, gee, I'm going to sing with Al Jolson. I've waited 20 years to do this.
Gee, I'm going to sing with Doris Day. I waited X number of years for this. Lou Bring.
Yeah.
Doris Day are going to sing together.
Well, congratulations. I now pronounce you sharp and flat.
Lou, I'm really surprised you're saying a thing like that.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Al. This stage is so crowded, I can only wave my baton up and down.
I'm sorry, Doris, but when Petrillo lifted the band, this is what crawled out from under it. Okay, Lou, crawl out a little further and play, will you? Come on. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. You take it, honey,
okay? Now all your fears are foolish fancies, baby.
She calls me baby.
Why, you know, dear, that I'm in love with you.
Oh, every cloud must have that silver lining.
It's all right.
Wait until the sun shines through.
And now smile, my honey dear.
I ain't making faces, am I?
Oh, I like to kiss away each tear.
I ain't crying, but you can give them. Oh, Dollar. Or else I shall be melancholy too. When whippoorwills call,
yeah,
and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. Take it from there, honey. Take it.
Up down to the
road. Oh, I ain't going left on you.
Will lead you to my blue heaven.
You're gonna see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room.
Ooh, that's nice.
A little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Doris and me.
And baby makes three.
We're happy in my blue heaven. Folks, tonight I've got a song that really comes from a man's heart. The man who wrote this song was a comedian. That is, he told jokes for a living. His name was Jim Thornton. He wrote the song for his wife, Bonnie Thornton. It must have been at least 40 years ago. Jim's song wasn't on the hit parade then, but it is now. And what a thrill Jim Thornton would get if he knew that the whole world was singing his song. When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I dreamed the world had naught but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed of you. I love you as
'cause I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, am I dream of love is all. I love you as I love you. When you are
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.